Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not Friday for everybody, but it is Friday for yours truly, as Thursday is my Friday, the last after hours of the week before we're back with you Sunday into Monday. And then we will be at the week of the NBA Finals. And we'll definitely know the opponent by then, as we could know within a couple hours, as the Thunder, who are down 10 right now to the Spurs, in Game 6, if San Antonio are able to hold on, they would force a Game 7 that would be in Oklahoma City. If you're just tuning in, Mitchell Robinson, broken pinky on his right hand. That news broke while we were on the air. My initial thought to this is, you're going to tape it up, you're going to play in this game, you're going to play in this series, you're the longest tenured Nick, it's the NBA Finals, he'll be out there. And who knows, maybe it'll make him a better free throw shooter. Because when it comes to a broken pinky, I don't think it's going to affect him defensively or in terms of his defense or, like I said, rebounding and shot blocking and things of those natures. But he's not a shooter. That's where you would be worried. If anything, he's a bad shooter from the free throw line. So maybe this is the thing that unlocks him, like in Rookie of the Year with Henry Rollin Facer, who broke his arm and all of a sudden became a major league pitcher at the ripe age of, what was he, like 12? Which is quite an accomplishment. It's basically on par with Evan becoming a talk show host here at 16, as he is really, I think he's been here like 75 years, at the ripe age of 42. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours.
I'm a baby.
It's Lukey here in the late night. Let's go to Chris in Monmouth County. We took a call from Larry earlier that didn't want me talking parade and things of that nature. So, Chris, you want to respond to Larry thinking that I'm touching the money on the Knicks?
So, Tommy, first, this is my first call to you ever as a fan where we're going to the finals.
Yes.
From your time with Craig,
yep,
and Evan,
yep,
to the previous show,
mm-hmm,
and now today. So, first, I just want to say something before I get to Larry. All due respect to Larry. Mitchell Robinson is playing in this series.
Yep.
Just like you said, hear me, everyone listening to the fan. Mitchell Robinson is playing in this series. Second, Larry, I hope you're still listening. This is the time to be confident. This is the time to shout out, we are going to win. There is no touching the money. There is no, let's stay back and see how game one goes. No. 27 years. If I haven't seen water for 27 years, you think I'm going to take a couple sips of the water? No, I'm going to dump the water on my head.
Yep.
I'm going to suck the cracks of the bucket of the water. The Knicks, this is the time for everybody to get excited, to be overjoyed.
All right, might be losing you, Chris.
No,
we got you. We got you. Go ahead.
Listen, Tommy, I'm right here, man. Mm-hmm. I may be off for a minute.
Yep.
It's time. We are going. What we saw when they won the Eastern Conference Finals, when you saw Patrick and Clyde hand that trophy, and you saw this team, this is what we get excited for. This is what you've been saying the last 3 to 5 years with the Jews, the Dogs, beating the Celtics. And this is our time. Larry, you got to get excited. Otherwise, it's never going to happen again. You may never see this again. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
I would love to go to the game, but it's too expensive. But I just, This is it. Get excited. Forget this game one. We're watching something special here. This is a magical. This is for real. We are watching a team led by Brunson. What you finally see, Tommy, you actually, and not that he's never done this, you see him actually leading the team on the floor and actually getting these guys involved and making the right plays. So I'm excited. Oh my goodness. I can't believe we're going to, I can't even believe that I'm seeing the blue and orange New York Knicks hoisting trophies twice this year and now going to the finals. Tommy, you are not touching anything. You're touching what you believe is there. And I, by the way, bring on OKC. Bring on San Antonio. We're winning this series. It's going to happen. There's something happening here. It is real. It's got a little New York Raider happening with Messier. Brunson is the real deal. I don't see us losing. Tommy, keep on touching this money. Touch whatever you want. Take your boy from Pat to Vegas and yep. with his no contacts and his raw steak dinner, and we're going to win this championship. I'm going to call you again during this run. I'm going to say it every time. And Connor's with me too. Connor gets it. We are going to play hard. We are going to win. It is going to be unbelievably glorious. Tommy, that's all I got, man.
No, great stuff there, Chris. And that's the other side of the coin. We had a call earlier. Look, there are people that don't want to hear me say things like parade. There are people that don't want to hear me say things like championship and all of that stuff. But bottom line is this, and Chris put it brilliantly there. You know, if you've been listening to me for all these years, as far as with my Nick fandom and really from the ground floor here of this run and this team that they've been building, you know, it's all for this moment. The opportunity as Nick fans after 27 years to sit back, relax after 11 straight dominating playoff victories, to sit here and enjoy not only the feeling of going to the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years, but to get to watch the other two teams that are vying for an opportunity to play the Knicks beat each other up for now a sixth game and perhaps a seventh game as the Spurs have a lead right now on the Thunder. It truly is something that comes around once in a lifetime. You never know if you're ever going to see it again. It's certainly not guaranteed. It's not for sure. So while it's here, enjoy it. Enjoy it. And dream the even bigger dream, which is only four wins away. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Ozzy is in Woodridge. Ozzy?
Hello, Thomas.
What's happening?
Nothing much. I have positive news for you.
What is that?
You've inspired me, brother. I am joining your positive push, man. I'm all aboard.
Hold on a second. You, Ozzy and Woodridge, yeah. A charter member of the Coalition of Knick Haters, a man that hates the Knicks, as we know, you and also loves to see positive Tommy fall flat on his face. You are telling me that you are joining now the positive posse here as the Knicks are vying for an NBA championship. Is that what I'm hearing?
100%.
Okay, so I have to ask, what's the catch?
There is no catch. I am positive, all right, that Rick's Knicks are undefeated ever since you skipped the podium. Positive.
Uh-huh. You're positive.
I am positive.
Yes, okay. Yes. You got more positivity coming?
Oh, I got positivity for days. I am positive that Wemby pulled the Tommy after game five and skipped the podium. I'm positive. I'm positive that you should bring Connor as your plus one to every single one of these weddings.
Oh, hi there.
Real life. Wedding crashers, help out your boy. Your wife will understand.
She will. Now, Connor could play drops when we're there, too. He could play sound effects. He can help out, because really, I am funny, but he adds to the humor of the show by playing the drops. Not a terrible idea. I love Connor. He is definitely a bro.
Yeah.
I will keep that in the back of my mind for the weddings and bachelorette parties I'm about to be invited to over the next, you know, however many years.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, your wife would understand.
Definitely. Speaking of, she doesn't want to go to the wedding. She has no interest.
Yeah.
So she'd be cool with that. Yeah, no doubt.
Speaking of your wife, and this is for your special boy, I'm positive your wife has neutered both you
all right, hold on
and
a second here.
Your special boy.
Wait a second now. Yeah, hold on a minute. I am not neutered, but my cat, yes, did go get neutered this week. So the cat, my special boy, did get neutered, but not me. But I know what you're saying. Yes, my wife does get on me for my sock drawer, and she wants to make sure it's fancy. She does have a chores list for me. Tank tops in the bin. Yes, she does.
Every allowance when you're a good boy.
Yep, there are post-it notes around the apartment for things I need to do. So there are, you know, ways that she sort of flexes her muscles, but neutered, not so much.
Your balls drop off.
Calm down over there, all right? I am still the king of the castle. I'm still the master of my domain.
All right. Okay, Ralph Crandon, we all know how that worked out. You are the king of your castle.
Yeah.
That last one was just for your special boy, because you kind of left him in the foxhole just like you left Rick Nicks. After game three versus the Hawks.
What choice did I have? You know, my wife wants him to, because I was told he'll start spraying things all over the place if he doesn't get neutered. If it was up to me, he wouldn't. But nature, you know, sort of won out here because we can't have him spraying whatever all over our apartment. So it was the lesser of two evils. But obviously, as a man, you know, when I saw the look on his face, because he has no idea where he's headed, and I knew what was going to happen when he got there, you know, it tore me up inside. And I was like, buddy, I wish this wasn't the case, but it needs to be because you'll be spraying everything all over the place.
Yeah, I got a boy too, so it has to be done. But I got basketball positive thoughts as well for you, bro.
Okay, let me hear it.
I am positive that last night during your show, you were talking about the OKC injuries, and karma kind of got you a bit with this Mitchell Robinson as he's grabbing rebounds and in the paint. Guys like Hartenstein, Tough Nose, are going to give him a little wax on that pinky. Karma got you with this one, because you were talking about OKC's injuries last night with a little bit of glee
well,
in your voice.
I did say that, and I didn't hold back on that, because I would rather have an easier road to win a championship, and injuries have plagued the Knicks. As you know, Ozzie, attrition beat them and eliminated them a couple years ago, not the Pacers. So the Knicks have been there before. So if they're the recipients of some positive injury luck on the other side, so be it. Now, as far as the Mitchell Robinson thing, I, as Dr. Tommy, now that I've been able to, and all my nurses here, Nurse Connor, all the nurses have given me the full chart here of my patient, Mitchell Robinson, I've been able to give the diagnosis that it is a no biggie and that Mitchell Robinson will tape it up and will be fine, ready to go for game one.
Yeah, real life contact down there. They're going to be searching out that pinky, and he's going to be in a lot of pain. I am positive that you are begging for the Spurs. I am positive that you should keep talking about, consciously fantasizing about that parade. I don't care what that guy talked about. Keep talking about your conscious fantasies about that parade, Tommy. Because at the end of the day, one day, your positivity gimmick has to work, right?
At some point, you would think. you would imagine that at one point here, Ozzie, I will get myself and my team that I root for across the finish line.
It is a little unbecoming that you are positively begging for the Spurs. You fear OKC a little bit, don't you, Tommy? So positivity's wearing off, huh?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with fear. And as always, Ozzie, the pleasure was all nobody's really in that situation. I don't fear OKC, but I do think San Antonio, and I am outwardly rooting for them, I think they are the much easier opponent. And I've laid out the reasons. If you've missed it, they are. They're going to have to battle back from 3-2, win a game 7 in Oklahoma City. They're a very young team. I think that will, in a sense, be their championship. And to pivot mentally, especially, to then have to go win 4 more games, like just everything that they're going to have to exert over the next, this game, because they're up now, to finish off Oklahoma City tonight, and then go to the Thunder's building, which is a tough place to play, and win a game 7 on the defending champs court. Mentally, I don't think they're going to be able to come off that high and be able to pivot to the runaway freight train that is the Knicks. They're not ready for that. They're too young. And I don't think they have the depth to handle the Knicks as well. And yes, Mitchell Robinson is dealing with, which broke on our, not literally, but the news broke on our show. So the instant reaction was, okay, no timetable. And then when I went through it, I was like, well, they'll tape it up. That's no biggie. Yeah, it's the finals. He's the longest tenured Knick. He's not a shooter anyway. Should be totally fine. Not a big deal. I expect him to be out there. This has to mean everything to Mitchell Robinson, who has been here the longest of anybody and has seen a lot of bad basketball, whereas a lot of these other guys have been here for the fun stuff. He was here for some of the not-so-fun stuff. So I totally expect him to be out there. It'll be a pain management thing, and I'm sure it'll be a little bit of a bullseye, absolutely. But one thing that I think ultimately Mitchell Robinson will be able to overcome, and look, he didn't have a great series against the Cavs. He's going to have a big-time series, whoever is the opponent waiting for them, especially, I think, if it's the Spurs, because Wembanyama is such a force, and he is the key guy you have to... With the Thunder, there's just a lot of guys that you have to look at. With the Spurs, it is Wembanyama. That's the guy you're stopping. It's Wemby. You got to stop him first and foremost. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Al in Queens here on After Hours. What's up, Al? Okay, Al is not there. We'll get back. Well, Connell will check in with Al to make sure that he, you know, he could be in a bathroom or something. So we'll give Al the opportunity. If not, I know what the topic was, so I'll just present the topic to you, the audience. But we want to see if Al will be there to give it to us himself. Let's go to Trevor in Connecticut. What's up, Trevor?
So you talk about the Spurs. It's easier, you know, are you like the Thunder as an opponent for the Knicks? They've been there before. They know how to win. I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I'm a Knicks fan, I'd rather face the Spurs, me personally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I just said. Did you not realize I said that, or are you just agreeing with me?
Sorry, I lost you first.
No, what I'm saying, Trevor, we're good. I just said that, though. I don't know if you're agreeing with me or you didn't hear me right, but yes, I would much rather play the Spurs.
No, I'd rather... Okay, you would rather play Spurs. Okay, yeah. No, I agree. I thought you said you'd rather play the Thunder.
No. I just laid it out why I would rather play the Spurs. I think they're inexperienced. I think they're learning how to win. They're going to have to battle back from down 3-2 here. They would win a game 7 in Oklahoma City. I think that'll take a lot, if not everything, out of them. I don't think they have the depth. It's not their time yet. So if they do get by the Thunder, I think they would be a much, much easier opponent for the Knicks in the finals.
Okay, maybe I did mishear it, because I thought you said you'd rather play the Thunder. And I was like, I don't know about that, because they know how to win.
Correct.
They've been there. They've done it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I agree with you.
Yeah, Trevor, maybe I misspoke, and if I did, I apologize. And
if you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'll speak again, but yes, I'd much rather play the Spurs, because if they do win the series and they do battle back being down 3-2 and win a game 7 in a tough place to play, knocking off the defending champs, I think that is their championship. They will not know how to mentally pivot to the Knicks in the finals, where the Thunder, if this goes 7, even if they win tonight, OKC, however they win it, they will know how to pivot because they've been there before. They're champions. They know the road. They know what it takes. The Spurs are still learning what it takes. And yes, the Knicks haven't won a championship, but they have been through the playoff wars. They're much more battle-tested than San Antonio. The Spurs are extremely talented. They're going to be a major problem for years and years and years to come, not just for the Thunder, but for anybody coming out of the East. Wemby is a player like we've never seen before and we'll never see again. I just don't think it's their time. I don't like their depth. Their youth will be something that goes against them, I believe. And just coming back in the series and winning it down 3-2, I think that'll take everything out of them, and they won't have anything left once they face the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ed in Mohegan. What's up, Ed?
What do you say, Tommy? That whole exchange was like that scene in Goodfellas when the spider says, "Oh no, I thought you said you wanted a drink." "No, no, no, I don't want nothing."
Yeah, I was a little thrown off there. So that's why maybe he thought I was Ozzy, or maybe I misspoke. Because sometimes I'll go back and listen and say, "Oh, I misspoke there." But I was pretty sure I was pretty clear that I'd rather see the Spurs in the finals than the Thunder. But all good. It's all good.
Anyway, speaking of Goodfellas, you know what? Tickets are going for about $3,000 for this game. And I thought, what good... I don't know why this thought entered my mind, but what Goodfellas memorabilia could I trade for a ticket if you had tickets? I'm going to give you a couple of things.
Okay.
Tell me what you think, all right? I'm going to start off with the least, and I got a killer for number one. You tell me.
Okay.
The first is the yellow sweater. Remember the yellow sweaters they all got?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Yep.
All right, that's number one. Would you trade that for a Knicks ticket?
No.
No, I wouldn't either. Next, the coffee pot. Hey, let's take the coffee to go. Then put the coffee down, you dizzy...
Yeah, down by the boulevard. Yeah, yeah. I would not.
Okay, next one gets really good. The kitchen knife with a hoof.
The hoof? That's a poor thing, Ma. You know, stop painting all those religious photos. No, I would not.
The actual one. I'm not talking about a replica. These are...
No, I understand that. And that's one of my favorite scenes in the movie. So funny. Very good.
Okay. All right, number four. One of Tommy's suits. Actual on-screen worn suit, which goes for about $100,000.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I mean, how do I not make that trade? Because these tickets are not $100,000. So if you're telling me that's a leader in the clubhouse. I am strongly considering it for something for $100,000. But which ticket do I have though? Am I sitting there in a game three, or is this a clincher, a potential game six? Let's just say, I have a chance to see the championship.
You might want to use for this next one,
right?
The last one. This is the big one. This actually goes for six figures.
Wow!
It's one of a kind from Goodfellas. Guess what? I'll tell you, but what do you think it is? It's a six-figure piece of memorabilia. And when I tell you, you're not going to disagree. It's not even debatable.
Yeah, tell me. What is it?
The painting.
Mm, yep. Looks like someone we know.
Now,
yeah.
What's real, you know, one dog's going one way, the other dog's going the other way. Yep. Look, guys, what do you want from me?
Yep.
Okay. You know who did that painting? Nicholas Pileggi, the writer.
Sure.
His mother painted it from a National Geographic magazine.
Gotcha.
Scorsese told him, "We need a picture for this scene." He was at his mother's house. He grabbed it on the way out, said, "Mom, taking his painting." And that's what happened. They wrote the whole scene around the picture. The only thing I think that was written was the old man in the picture.
Right. Yeah. Bats. Yeah. That looked like bats. Exactly. So
they say that painting is sitting in his office, in Pileggi's office. He said he already willed it to his stepson. And, that's how much it would go for. But, I mean, that I would think would be a no-brainer. To have that actual painting sitting in your bedroom.
Yeah, this is what I would say, Ed. And I appreciate the call, as always. Ed, a huge movie buff like I am. And Goodfellas is my favorite movie of all time. And I understand the value of having those things, or just the value in getting them and reselling them.
He's a good fella. He's one of us.
I mean, that's a lot of boxes of ZD. 100K. Not enough where you wouldn't hear Loogie ever again, but it's a good number. I take that number. That's a lot of Fajules.
Tommy!
But I can't make a deal here on any of these if I had tickets to go to the NBA Finals. Because that feels like a once in a... As much as I love that movie, as much as I want the money...
Tommy D.
It would have to be... 100K is a lot. 100K is a lot. Is that life-changing? As I ask myself the question, I'm thinking out loud here. It's not life-changing, but it's huge. If we get into the millions, then I'd be an idiot not to take the millions of dollars, obviously. Come on,
make that coffee to go. Let's go.
At some point, you have to draw the line. But I think it just, my conflict is just because of how special it is for anybody that's going to have the opportunity to be inside Madison Square Garden for this. And to get the taste and smell and breathe and feel the energy and the excitement and the pageantry of a finals game in the greatest arena of all time. That is something that I don't know if you could put a price tag on. I don't know if you could trade that for something else. This isn't a situation where it's like, hey, this team is in, it's the Yankees. They're in the World Series all the time. And they'll just be back in a couple years. They'll be back next year. So what's the difference? Could be another 27 before we see the Knicks in the finals again. As great a hands as I think they are in, as great as I think everybody is involved with this organization and Leon Rose, I trust to the highest degree as the architect of this team. You don't know if they're going to have this type of health, this type of run, this type of road, this type of destiny, this type of situation ever again presented to you. Not only the current Knicks, but any future Knick team. You just don't know. There is a uncertainty there. So there's a major risk in, if they lose, the idea of, well, they'll just be back next year. It's no biggie. They'll just be back next year. They'll be back a couple times. Eventually they'll break through. They're going to win a championship with this group. Not a given. Not a certain. And because of that, now that you're here, and I don't care if it's the Spurs, who I'd rather see, or the defending champ in the Thunder, who got a lot of work to do. They got to battle back from 10 down, 9 down now, against San Antonio on the road, and then they would host Game 7 if they lose. I don't care who it is. The Knicks got to win now. They got to. When you get a moment like this in sports, you have to seize it. And the Knicks have that moment. They're on the doorstep of something very special. Not only as far as an accomplishment, but a special to this city, to this fan base, to all of us out there. That's what this means, winning a championship. And that's why I'm thinking of things like a parade and all of those sort of fun things, because this is a very fun, very exciting time to be a Knick fan. We certainly saw all the bad for years and years and years. Now it's time to enjoy the good, enjoy the great, and hopefully enjoy the legendary, iconic, memorable moment, which is winning a championship and having a parade here for our Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan. We'll get back to all your busy calls. Got a few more hours on the show. We'll mix in some of the baseball. We'll talk about Jackson Dart and the meeting that took place amongst the Giant players today. So a lot to do. We got a few more hours to do it. It is After Hours. It is a Big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours. Positive Tommy, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. If you want to join the conversation, call in the show. Very easy. You just pick up the phone and dial 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours. It's the place you want to be here on The Fan. The Big Lugowski. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. No Mets tonight, no Yankees tonight. Both are back in action tomorrow. The Mets will be hosting the Marlins, an opportunity to get a little bit of their lick back from last weekend when Miami swept the Mets. And as far as the Yankees, they are headed out to Sacramento to take on the current Sacramento, former Oakland, future Vegas A's. Same situation, too. Yankees would like to get a little revenge as Oakland played quite well. They pitched their asses off when they were here at both series, by the way, against the Yankees and the Mets. So you'll get the baseball back over the weekend. If this score holds up out in San Antonio, you'll have a Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. So a very busy sports weekend on the horizon. As far as the Yankees, one quick thing I'll say. You know, Gerrit Cole, he looked like, forget a year or two ago, Gerrit Cole looked like Gerrit Cole in his prime yesterday. The velocity was up, 10 strikeouts. He could have pitched a complete game if he wasn't coming off a major injury, and this is only his second start. And now with Gerrit Cole back, and once you get Fried back, that 1-2-3 punch, like those top three guys, Schlitler, Fried, and Cole, that gives the Yankees a huge, huge, huge advantage in October. because no matter who they face, they are going to have the edge in the rotation. And even though the bullpen, which I expect Brian Cashman to do his best to fix, if you have three studs, three aces that can go 7-8 innings and throw up a bunch of zeros, and that Yankee offense, which has had its struggles in October, if they can put their hitting shoes on, the Yankees are going to be unstoppable, especially in the American League, which is a very weak league. And much like the Knicks, the goal and the bare minimum has to be make it to the championship round. So for the Knicks, the finals, the Yankees, the World Series, because the American League stinks. Stinks. Cleveland, please. Seattle, they are a loser franchise until proven otherwise. Tampa, okay, if they win the division, I think that presents a little bit of an issue for the Yankees because they would have home field over them, and we know the Trop can be a bit of a house of horrors, a little bit of a haunted type of place for the Yankees. But if the Yankees, and the way they're playing right now and the way Tampa's playing right now, the Yankees a week from now could pull away in this division. They've already made up four games this week, starting with Sunday with Aaron Judge with the walk-off. If the Yankees win the division, then I think Tampa's got no shot. So I don't see the team, I don't see the opponent in the American League that would strike fear in your heart or would be a potential roadblock for the Yankees making the World Series. Now, once you get to the World Series, let's see who the opponent is. But in terms of bare minimum, just like with the Knicks, they got to get to the championship round. They got to get to the World Series, just like the Knicks were able to get to the finals. And then you take your chances from there. But they are sitting pretty with those three guys at the top of their rotation. Cam Schlittler, to me, is the American League Cy Young. Long way to go, but so far, he's the Cy Young. Max Fried avoided a major injury. Hopefully back sooner rather than later. And Gerrit Cole, and I am stunned by this, only because, look, he's getting older, and he's coming off a major injury. I figured there'd be a little bit of a learning curve with him when he came back. And I think if you set your expectations too high with Cole this season, you might have been disappointed, but in two starts, he looks like prime Gerrit Cole. The velocity is up, and that is a very promising sign, not only for Cole, but for the Yankees. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Moose is in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
La, 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 Loogie.
What's happening? What's going on?
Dylan, you ever heard of the phrase Lugaremmo?
No, I have not.
I believe I heard the Italians in the pizzeria I grew up where I got the nickname Moose. Meaning Lugaremmo, or Lugaremmo, something like that, meant a big deal. So I'm talking about your five-hour show being a Lugaremmo.
I'll ask my mom that. My grandparents, unfortunately, are no longer with us, and they spoke Italian, yeah. So I could have asked them. But my mom was around them enough.
Those lines, I can't remember. So as I was getting off of work, I thought when you were talking to Big Lugowski, I'm like, why does that sound like I've heard some sort of Lug reference in Italian being a big deal? So your five-hour show. A big kahuna of sorts.
Yeah, I'll check in with the family when I get home, and then I'll confirm that, and then I'll mix that in. You know, I'm all for the branding and all for the shtick,
yeah,
here.
Lugaremmo.
Yep.
Lugaremmo.
Lugaremmo.
Like
okay.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember. But so yeah, to talk about Cole, as I'm wearing his jersey because I bought it, I think last year, actually when he was recovering from the UCL.
Yep.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Tommy John and the whole, you know, him going down in spring trade, I said, we have to shut him down. Because I specifically remember him in 2021 after the All-Star break. actually throwing 103 miles per hour, three back-to-back pitches to Yordan Alvarez to strike him out in a complete game shutout. That was like 125 pitches. So I'm like, his arm is spec. But to see him come from that, he basically have a what they call on MLB.com almost flawless, effortless performance against a so-so offense, but even better than that, looked like he didn't even drop a sweat, and it was almost seven shutout innings, no hard contact. It's going to be scary in the postseason, whatever team has to face the Yankees. And that's not like gloating. It just is what it is. Because besides the big three, you also have Rodon.
Yeah, Will Warren has pitched his ass off. Weathers is a good a swing guy for you, Moose. Look, the rotation is so deep. It is strong at the top, but there is, like I said, there is depth. There is so much for Aaron Boone to work with there. It is a major, and I appreciate the call, but it is a major, major strength. Major strength. A huge advantage for this team. You have three aces. Three. Most teams don't have one. You have three of them. And you can really have a lot of fun with who goes in game one, who goes in game two. That's going to be a fascinating conversation to have once we get to October, which is exactly where the Yankees are heading. It just depends on whether or not they win the division. Now, a week ago was getting, I think dicey is a fair word to say, because they were, what, six or seven out? Maybe even eight? They were a bunch, like right in that number going into the weekend. And obviously they dropped one to Tampa, so they fell back even further. And I brought this up last week. I said, look, this is gut check time for the Yankees. They're playing Tampa Memorial Day weekend. They're getting closer and closer to June, which is a month typically that Aaron Boone managed teams struggle. If that ends up happening, we could get to July and the Yankees could be in a situation that they found themselves in last year, where they were looking up at Toronto. They were losing the head-to-head matchups and then ultimately lost out on the tiebreaker, and that probably was their undoing when it came to the divisional round. Maybe things are different if they are hosting, you know, as far as having home field in that divisional round. But here we are a week later, and the Yankees are on a roll. Tampa can't find their footing. They're losing left and right. And all of a sudden, the Yankees are right there in shouting distance. And I think it is critical that they win the division. Now, hand up, I will admit, in interest of fairness here, that I said the same thing about the Knicks as far as getting the one seed, because they've been great at Madison Square Garden. Now, I didn't see the one seed and the two seed losing, so the Knicks ended up getting home court anyway. But when it comes to the Yankees, I just think Aaron Boone, first of all, his teams do a lot better in October when they have home field. And you saw that last year. They had it against the Red Sox, won. They didn't have it against Toronto. They lost. So it is paramount for Boone-managed teams. Plus, you're the best team in the league. Have the home field, get the bye, steamroll everybody, and punch your ticket to the World Series for the second time in 3 years. And then take your chances from there. Because with the starting rotation that they have, as long as that offense could pick it up a little bit, and we know they have holes, we know they need a catcher, they need probably a third baseman as well. Bullpen's got to be fixed for sure. But if they do those things with that starting rotation and the combination of Rice and Judge and obviously Stanton, you just want him healthy, ready to go for October. And Bellinger, who, even when he's not hitting, and he has his own October demons that he's got to get over, but he can help you win in so many different ways. Look, they don't win on, they would have won on Sunday, but he had a critical, if he doesn't make that throw, maybe Tampa puts up a 3 or 4 spot, and then that Judge home run doesn't decide the game. And maybe the Yankees, they probably beat the Royals because they beat them 14 in a row and they stink, but who knows? Maybe, let's say it this way. Maybe Tampa doesn't go into the tailspin if they had won the game on Sunday. And even though the Yankees had swept, they wouldn't have made up the ground that they've made up, which is a ton of ground. And if they make up any more at this clip and chunk, they're going to be in first place before you know it. And they'll be sitting pretty. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Alex in New Haven. What's up, Alex?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
Hey, doing great. Hope you're doing well as well.
I am. Before I get to my next point, I heard you talk about Goodfellas before, and it just made me, I was thinking, I'm halfway through The Wire right now, so no spoilers. I just want to know, is The Wire, like, as good as people say it is?
Yes. For me, It is in my top five all-time shows.
Yeah, because I love it. I love it right now.
It is so good. It is, and I don't think this is a spoiler, what I'm about to say. Because I hate spoiling things. It is one of the rare shows that I feel like was great start to finish. So they ended it
at
a time where you don't feel like, oh, man, they probably went an extra season or two. If anything, you're like, man, I could have saw more of this. So it is just phenomenal from start to finish. Like I said, it's in the top five. For me, it's Seinfeld, it's Game of Thrones, it's Sopranos, it's Entourage, and it's The Wire. It is so good. The characters are unbelievable. As you know, the writing is unbelievable. It is so, I got to go rewatch it. That's how great it is. But yes, you've enjoyed it so far. You're going to continue to enjoy it. I promise you that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep.
Because I thought there was never going to be a show as good as The Sopranos, and The Wire's right there with
it. The Wire's awesome, and it's funny that you brought up The Sopranos. I want to say it came out right after The Sopranos or maybe during The Sopranos, and it didn't it didn't get, because they're both on HBO, it didn't get the love that it deserved. So I don't want to call it a cult classic, but The Wire is one of those shows that is really getting its due now these days because people are rewatching it and going, man, this was an incredible, incredible show.
Right. Shout out Method Man Cheese.
Yep. Yes.
All right. And all right, my next point is if they're going to win the finals, who do you think is going to be the most important, who's the most important role player coming off the bench?
Wow, great question. I'm going to I don't want to give you two names. That's why I'm trying to give you one. So I'm debating whether it's Mitch or it's Shamit. Shamit, just because of the defense, the offense, he's not afraid to take the big shot. You know, he was as important as anybody in that comeback in game one against the Cavs on both ends of the floor. And despite Robinson dealing with the pinky, as we've detailed tonight, it broke on the show. And if you just, the news broke. The pinky, I believe, was broken before the show started. If you're just tuning in and you're unaware, Mitchell Robinson is dealing with a broken pinky on his right hand. I don't think it's going to impact not only his play, but I just don't think it's going to keep him on the sideline. This is the NBA Finals. This is the longest tenure, Nick. This is a broken pinky. It's not a calf. It's not a knee. It's not a back. It's not a hamstring. It's not something that you think is going to be debilitating, and he's not going to be able to play basketball. You tape it up, you get out there, and you play, which is, I'm sure, exactly what he's thinking. So I fully expect Mitchell Robinson to be in the lineup in game one. So I'm going to go Mitch. I'm going to go Mitch, but Shamit is a close second. He has just been so good, and he's a big game player, Landry Shamit. He's got Goyuns. He's got no fear, and that's what I love about him. So I would go Mitch, but slightly behind him, I would go Shamit. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. I see a full bank of calls here. We're going to get to everybody. We've got two more hours. Don't worry. Knicks, we'll mix in the Mets into the conversation. We'll talk about the meeting that the Giants had today. Talk, in terms of the Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, Donald Trump situation. So we have plenty to do and your phone calls in the next 2 hours. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 888-808-1019. It is Lugie in the Late Night, Tommy Lugauer, After Hours here on The Fan.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.